Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're in hour number three here, and I've got to start getting to your phone calls. We're going to race through them now. That means one an hour. No, seriously. Brandon, Brian, David, Derek, John, we're going to get to everybody. Brandon, finishing your story. Okay, so the guy needs help getting home. Two guys stand up at the bar. They say we're going to help him. It sounds like the beginning of a joke. Tell me the rest of the story.
I'll shorten it up. So they basically help lift him in the car, lift his apparatus in the car, start driving him home. And he realizes, well, they're not going directly to where I live. And he's explaining that. And they go in this roundabout pattern. And they basically say, do you know who we are? And he said, hopefully just some people giving me a ride home. And they said, well, we're with DHS and we don't like what you've been posting. And they put in a monitoring station at next to our state capitol for all the protests. And they said, if you know what's good for you, basically, if you know what's good for you, you're not going to keep doing that. And, you know, kind of being imposing and, you know, you're at our mercy, you're handicapped, drunk and in our car. And then they said, beyond that, he was kind of freaked out, of course, but beyond that, they started pressing him for names of local preppers. So anyone who's got any sort of food, water, or other sorts of self-reliance, they wanted to know about. And I just thought,
these guys are such incredible terrorists, and they love it, though. I mean, look, you can't even go to the Texas seashore now. Where I've been going since I was born, without them, they're just harassing everyone and getting in your face and talking to you and bossing you around. And it's like, we're the government and we actually enjoy this. Can you imagine groping people all day or constantly getting in people's faces? I mean, imagine their shriveled little egos. I mean, imagine how shameful these people are. Oh, my gosh, the country's going to totally collapse. So, your friend needs to speak out. I mean, did he shut up and get scared? How did the story end?
No, he's been telling the story to myself and other people who all have our library of DVDs. I loan them out. I just write on the box that it came in from InfoWars. I have your big collection, and we get the word out there. Probably time for local cable access, like you say.
It's time to get really aggressive and call the local police on those guys so there's a record of it. And I'd love to see them in some bar or restaurant. I'd say, what's your problem? Don't you understand this is America? You think you can have a covert operation to intimidate people and to create a chilling effect underground? You guys really are the bad guys. And if they try to start intimidating you or something, go, oh, so you're evil. You think that you're going to win acting like this. Just can you imagine how scummy somebody like that is? So they won't even know. We've been tracking you without a warrant. We'll do whatever we want. Anything else they told him? How did it end? They just dropped him off at home?
They dropped him off at home, and they were hesitant about got him. I think they got him out of the car, and then were slow to get his mobility apparatus out of the vehicle, and just said, "Why don't you want to tell us about the what preppers you know?" And he said, "I don't know anyone who's got more than a sink full of extra water. So someone has a bunch of extra TP at their house. Does that qualify?" I think he kind of got.
I mean, they admit they're spying on people and doing that, but. Imagine not wanting to give some guy that's got, one of those little things that, people that are hurt use to go around the grocery store. What do they call those little things you ride around on? I mean, the point is these people are that low. I believe you. Now harassing handicapped people and we're not going to give you your crutches back, old man. We're the good guys because that's what they want. They want criminals. They want criminals. Amazing. Well, there you go. Man, this country is land of the wolves, home of the sheep. And the wolves know what's for dinner. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'd seen the Ongevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ongevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, we were hearing a story out of Wisconsin where an older gentleman who rides around one of those little rascal vehicles, his arm was hurt, and he didn't think he could drive home with it, and he was asking somebody for a ride, so two guys stepped forward and said, two strapping gentlemen said, we'll give you a ride. And they started interrogating him, saying, do you know preppers? We don't like what you've been writing on the internet about the government. You better watch it. And, you know, that could be a made-up story. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that every dentist my dad knows that he's talked to has been approached by Homeland Security to spy on their patients. It's totally illegal. And it's right out of the Soviet Union. And I do know that we have a big report at InfoWars.com that Kurt Nimmo did with direct links to the Homeland Security documents, where Homeland Security is taking the DNA of children without parental consent through the public schools. They've already got several agencies doing it, now they're expanding it. Department of Homeland Security prepares to grab DNA from kids. We went with that headline because the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced they're preparing to expand it, but then you actually learn since 2010 they've already been doing it, and they say, your child has consent. Of course, legally, they don't have consent, but they're giving them vaccines in California and other states saying, you're going to get $20 if you take the shot. Now, do you sign the consent form? Well, I'm only 11 years old. My mommy, yes, my mommy, Mom, we don't ask mommy anymore. I mean, again, I had a guy on earlier using a fake first name. He wanted to come into the show, and I've known him for a while, and tell the whole story. I said, no, keep your sources. Don't burn bridges at this point. And, you know, he was talking about how the police are finally going, wow, Alex Jones is right. The military is like, yeah, this is real. The contractors, a lot of them are saying no because they're getting them out of these bases, and they're saying, all right, the mission is shifting from Hodges. This is word for word. And it is a pejorative term, but that's for documentary purposes. That's what they're calling them. We're shifting away from the Muslims, and we're shifting over to the good old boys. There's going to be a civil war in America. Well, you've heard all my other guests on this and seen the documents. And we're going to take them. We're going to get their guns. Are you ready for that? And it's also a way to assess who's awake and who isn't. And most of the people are saying no. But see, it doesn't matter. They're destroying the economy. And it'll be Merck's leading foreign troops. And that's in the NLE09 document, all of it. We're not in Kansas anymore. You notice the euro's melting down into globalist control. You notice that they're gearing up here. They're getting ready to have the derivatives melt down, and they're going to sign us all on. They already have, but they're going to tell you, it's your fault. You got to give J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs everything you got. And the media is going to say, aren't we lucky we've got them? Ben Bernanke's a hero. Well, you've already seen him saying that. And they're going to raise your taxes. They're announcing they're going to have forced brigade work. You're going to have to go out and, you know, dig ditches like the Soviet Union. And there's going to be riots as the welfare crowd goes crazy, because their checks will still come. Just with inflation, they're not going to buy anything. And then you'll welcome the military coming to your area in the first wave. Then the terrorists are going to hit the military. Oh, the right wingers that, or the patriot people that didn't, who said terrible things, that were right about everything and actually were real Americans. And then, oh, their leaders have to be arrested. Then the Civil War starts. Then people don't have a choice. And then the police and military will be defeated. In most areas, they will be sent into bunker-type facilities. They call it going to the mattresses. They're going to go into a fortress mentality, only venturing out to revenue generate and make drug deliveries. And they're just going to let the rest of the country rot and fall apart into civil war. Now, that's the globalist plan. I told you 4.5 years ago that I ended up talking to one of the richest women in the world on paper. She's actually poor compared to the real elite, but, you know, she's in the Forbes list. And she said, I'm leaving the United States. And I said, why? And she said, well, there won't be a United States. It's going to totally collapse from derivatives. And I said, and she was telling me this at the time. I didn't know who she was. She said, oh, I own a defense company. I own this and that. And I'm looking at her. She's talking to me. You know, I'm sitting there in this law office getting some paperwork done. She's sitting there telling me this. And she goes, I think you're going to be very successful. She winked at me. She goes, everything you're saying is dead on. You're going to be very successful if you live. You're going to be very big. You already are, I know, but you're going to be a household name all over the world. Never told the full story. And I'm sitting there listening to this. And I said, there's not going to be a U.S.? And she said, no, derivatives. It's going to be fully imploded. And I go, well, what isn't going to exist? She goes, you'll see. I go, what do you mean? She goes, everything you've been saying. They want this country to go under. And she said, I'm getting out of here. So I go home that day and type in her name. And the feds spy on me. They know I went and Googled her name that day. They could place the day. I don't remember. It was like 4.5 years ago. And there was her photo. There she was in the news. There she was in all the, you know, and she's sitting there just telling me this. And I go, and it's a multi-billionaire woman. It's not like she was waiting on somebody. I guess she'd got there earlier and the lawyer wasn't there yet. One of these big giant law firms. And I guess she was just here locally dealing with a few properties. I guess it was high-rise building she owned or something. But liquidating U.S. holdings. I was just in a law firm because I thought I was getting messed around on the lease that I'd set up, so I was wanting to get a second opinion on that. I'm glad, be surprised if you meet in lawyers' offices. The point is that I want to go to your calls. I just cannot telegraph to you how real this is and how bad this is. We can back this off. You know, if we back this off, people say, oh, look, Alex said all this was going to happen and it didn't. Well, everything else I set up for this point's now happened. Re-education camps, secret arrest. And you're like, why are they announcing it? Because they got to get the military and police standing around going, well, I guess it's on the news. I guess it's all right. Yeah, the troops grow the opium. We got re-education camps, and we're going to arrest people that look like Hank Williams Jr. That's basically it. This is your new enemy. He is the Bubba. Literally. And people are like, that's me. I'm the new enemy? Oh, you're not the new enemy yet. And they're just assessing who's going to join us, and they're just getting their force ready. I mean, is there any end to this? Do we have to let all this happen? I was talking to the gentleman we had on earlier, and he was meeting with some police that are his friends. And they're like, yeah, Alex Jones is right about a lot of this, but he's still alarmist. But, yeah, they asked us to do a lot of illegal stuff. We don't like it. I'm alarmist, but you're being asked to do illegal things. And every time Arte Zaveda comes in here with his silver tongue, he just is so friendly and so nice. And hey, gee, he doesn't know about any of this. Jeepers, creepers, Mrs. Haskell, I don't know anything about that. I want to go to David to Florida listening on 810 AM WEUS. Then we'll go to Brian. David, you're on the air on the Big Ten out of Orlando where we're number one. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
First time caller, long time listener. I'd like to thank you for waking me up to the facts of what's going on with this country. And my call today is pertaining to our elected officials here in Orlando, mainly the sheriff.
Yes.
If you're a citizen and you elect these individuals, you should be able to correspond with them, either be email or phone calls. We have corruption in our local sheriff's office in Orange County, Florida.
And no, there's no corruption in Florida law enforcement. Come on. Next, you're going to tell me that the moon orbits the earth. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right. I tried to call the sheriff office of the sheriff, and I was denied access to his office, so I guess us, the people that vote for him are not allowed to speak to our elected officials.
So you were denied access to his private phone or into his general office?
Into his general office.
Well, that's I think that's illegal.
Well, the reason I was calling was because I had a issue of drinking a beer in a public park from over 12 years ago. I paid the fines 12 years ago. I even did a couple of days in jail for it. And 12 years later, I was arrested for it again. And I questioned it, and they said it was contempt of court. And I'm like, how can it be contempt of court when I've already did the time and already paid the fine?
Oh, yeah. This was in the L.A. Times last month, and a few weeks before that I saw it in another big paper, I'm trying to remember, where there's computer glitches everywhere. That's like in the Terry Gilliam movie, what a genius, Brazil, a bug falls in the typewriter, and so it changes the name, and they go secretly arrest and kill an innocent guy. But again, that begs the question, a tyranny, everybody's innocent, because you can't trust it to carry out enforcement of anything, because it itself is bankrupt. But, yeah, I saw some incredible number where in just L.A. alone they arrest thousands of innocent people. I think it's at every month. I'd have to pull the article up because the computers are all fried. And even if, like, it won't let you go to court, or it just says you have tickets, you don't, and they just arrest you. Here's an example. I've gotten two registration stickers where it's not printed right and is off the – I got one like 2 years ago, and I got one this year. And I'm just waiting to get pulled over because you can't even see the numbers because all they are is just up on the edge because it was printed on the whole printout instead of the sticker itself. You know what? I want to hear more about this. Tell me the rest of the story when we come back, because this is plaguing everybody. They're like, we don't care. The computer says it. You're going to jail. Goodbye.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Watch him become a god.
You know, Dave Mustaine's coming back into town this weekend to visit with me. Pretty good buddies. And I'm not name dropping. I just want you to know I might get him to do an exclusive interview on a bunch of issues. So look for that and a lot more on the InfoWars Nightly News this Friday and coming up Monday, 7 o'clock every weeknight. Okay, going back to the caller. In fact, guys, I meant to talk to you during the break, but my dad's actually here visiting, and I ended up talking to him. Will you type in something like innocent Californians being arrested under computer glitch or something like that? That was the last article I saw. But it's all over the country. And they accidentally say you owe more property taxes as well. And they accidentally say you haven't paid it and accidentally take your house and put it in a trust the government bureaucrats own. And then they keep it because they're criminals. I saw that in the news a few days ago. And Bank of America takes houses they never had a deed to that are paid for in cash that people have lived in for 12 years. That's CNN. It's an accident, though. again, this is a criminal group. And as soon as we get that, just because they have the authority, because they're in charge, doesn't make them legal or lawful. So going back to David in Florida, you were saying it's 10, 11, 12 years later. How many years later? You got arrested for drinking a beer in a park, violent criminal that you are, very evil, taxpayer money well spent. And now years later, they've come and arrested you again for it.
Yes, sir, that's correct. 12 years later, they arrested me for it. I was actually making a complaint with the sheriff's office, and they came back out to my while I was trying to get on my motorcycle, and they said, excuse me, we need to talk to you. We need to see your ID again. And that's when I was surrounded by the thugs and was...
Well, they showed you who's boss, boy. You don't exercise your First Amendment. And don't exercise anything else, because police, don't worry. It's not just that pesky First Amendment you get to get rid of. It's all the private property and due process and all the good things about America. So good job. Oh, yeah, that's a classic. So, and I guess the judge is going to go along with that, everybody. Why not just plant child porn on your computer while they're at it, you know?
What it ended up happening is when I went to court, Alex, I asked the judge, I said, how could it slip by the system for over 12 years? Because I'm not bragging about it and I'm not proud of it, but under Florida law, if you get caught driving on a suspended license, you go to jail. Well, between that time frame, 12 years ago and this, if we go 15, 16 years into the future from that 12-year point, I had been arrested for driving while license suspended or revoked. I bonded out when they do the NCIC or C that this 12-year-old warrant never existed. I was cleared to go. And then all of a sudden, a year and a half ago, this warrant pops up out of the blue. So I
Yeah, what they're doing is integrating them all together, and now they can just pick you up and claim you have a warrant and disappear you. Last time I checked, Texas, 11% of the population has warrants out. That's who we are. We're a joke. We have the biggest prison population in the world because we're run by criminals. And hey, don't worry. Those of you that haven't woken up yet, you're going to get everything you want. You're going to get all the curses that come with tyranny. So I hope you enjoy your petty power trips, minions, because it's not going to last. Let's go ahead. Thank you, David, evil person. Let's talk to Brian in Arizona. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Just wanted to call in. I have another unfortunate story of the growing police state for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I got pictures to prove this one. So unlike the last story that we don't know if it's real or not, this one's confirmed. But I got to give you a quick background on the situation. So I'm a college student at Arizona State University, and at the end of each school year, we have a student-run thing called the Undie Run, and it's kind of a silly event, but you know, it's for the students, and it's at the recreation field every year.
So let me guess, people are now being charged with indecent exposure for an underwear run.
Not quite, but they're getting, you know, grabbed to the ground and wrestled by pot-belly pedophile cops. So, you know, what's
Well, you don't want to excite them like that.
Well, here's
You don't want to get children running around in front of them either. They'll go into piranha mode. But so what happened?
Yeah, so quick background. For the first 3 years I was here, I just graduated, so I'm done there. But, you know, it was great. You know, there were limited cops, and the only reason they were there was to kind of stand around.
But now it's the new economy, so it's like cockroaches in an inner-city kitchen at 3 a.m.
Oh, I mean, it was so bad. I was outraged. And
there's loving enforcers running around. What happened?
Well, so I used to get the recreation field, and, you know, this year it was different. You know, we hear, oh, it's at the Lot 59 parking lot. So everyone's a little confused. So, you know, I'm walking there, and I'm just thinking, oh, whatever.
Oh, they misdirected you. A good blow against the victory. The milk cow Americans that feed the parasite. Oh, yes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at you, young man.
All right, caller, I held you over because I wanted to hear what happened when the Potbellies attacked. I have a little bit of a Potbelly myself. Not much of one now because I've lost 42 pounds, but I'm not attacking people that have Potbellies. I just want to know why all the new cops have Potbellies and the TSA all have Potbellies, women included, and look like men. And I want to know why I have to bow down and worship them. I mean, it's the new class system. Like, you're a bureaucrat, you're God. You work for the government, you're God. You're a citizen paying their salary, you're trash. I'm sick of it. And I know I shouldn't be upset they admit they've set up re-education camps for us and want to take our guns and want to secretly arrest us and kill us. I mean, I understand I'm radical and an alarmist, that I've been absolutely on target and everything's coming true, just like I said. I apologize. I'm a bad person. Let's go to John, then Derek, then Donald and others. John in Texas, you're on the air, sir. I hope you're not concerned about the state of the government, because the founding fathers said you better watch the government, and they were bad people. You're not about to call in and support the evil founders, are you?
Well, support them all the way, Alex.
Oh!
Alex,
oh
I wanted
gosh.
To talk about the article you had on there on InfoWars about the Russian troops coming to America. And on the picture you had, the last two pictures you had on there in various articles, they had pictures of, I guess, Russian troops marching through Moscow. And I guess there were recent pictures because they had the new AK-47s with the plastic stocks. But why were they marching in front of red flags in the background? If communism is dead in Russia, well, how come they have the red flags up there?
They never took them down. They created that new Russian flag for state events and showed it to people. The red star stayed on, all of it, and it's exactly what it is.
It's the same with China, too. They still got all their communist trappings up there. When they have military parades, they still have pictures of Mao. I mean, nothing's really changed.
Oh, no, they admit. I mean, China is 100% run by the Communist Party. That's not debated.
And another thing I wanted to ask you, do you think it's some kind of sick globalist joke that they brought those Russian troops into Colorado because that was where, in the movie Red Dawn, that was where the Russians first came in there?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. No, listen, it's all psychological warfare to acclimate. I mean, I've gotten to where, oh, they're going to put ships in the troops. Well, I covered that was coming 10 years ago, so it's okay. Oh, yeah, they're training troops from 15 nations to do door-to-door gun confiscation. Here's the FEMA document. It's no big deal. Oh, re-education camps. Oh, they confirm it. Big deal. So they're spying on all of us without warrants. Yeah, they're taking the troops' death benefits. When they die, they don't pay the widow, even though they took money out of their check for 20 years. Oh, that's no big deal. Yeah, the foreign banks. They run everything now. Yeah, they got neighborhood spies now. Well, you know, that's just the way it is. Everything's fine, though, you know?
Alex, back in the early 60s, I read a book called None Dare Call It Treason by John Stormer. And in the book, he said he laid out the plans. This was before World War II. World War II was just kicking into high gear. And he said that one of the Dulles brothers laid out the plans, and he said they're going to merge the communist and the capitalist system together. And it's been done, and they put everybody to sleep. Everybody thinks that, you know, communism don't exist, but while they're implementing it inside the United States.
And they used the initial threat of communism to get America to get rid of its Bill of Rights and Constitution in the name of beating it. And then they then come back and take our rights, and then it's not for communism anymore, it's for being a patriot. Just like they get you to, okay, take my rights away because of Al-Qaeda, and then you're like, but wait, Al-Qaeda works for you now. And they're like, Al-Qaeda's good, you're the one that's bad. Homeland Security, get him. He has a John Deere cap on. I mean, literally. And a lot of these good old boys who love to grovel up to and you know, cram their noses up underneath the New World Order's patoot, they will sit there and denounce their families and cry as their son is taken away with an American flag out front the house made in China by slaves he bought at Walmart, because their whole world, they think patriotism is worshiping the foreign banks that have hijacked America. They just can't get it. I mean, I watch the general public grovel to military and police, and a lot of the military and police are good people, but there's the specialized bureaucratic political police that they're now creating in every level of law enforcement, and people will just grovel and grovel and grovel and grovel and grovel and grovel and grovel. I mean, you'll be there, like my parents, it's not even groveling, they're just real polite, and they would sit there while these agents were giving them 20 questions at the beach. And the guy was getting off on my mother's submissiveness. And my mother's a really nice, aggressive, smart person, but she's a Christian, and she think, you know, she's real into being calm and nice and ladylike. And the more she sat there, and the guy was assessing them and asking them questions, and we're not here to steal turtles, are we? There's little kids sitting there, you know, with, you know, eating chips, and we're just sitting there in lawn chairs in America. And he's having this fantasy that we're bad and he's good. And at a certain point, I'm like, just get out of here. Leave me alone. You America-killing slug. But, I mean, again, this nanny state, they have this delusion that they're keeping us safe and they're doing all this good, and they love their little uniforms and their outfits and all these nanny state women they've got in uniform with little hats and their hair all done, and they got something to prove, and they're going to show you, lady, the New World Order's got something to prove. You're going to probably die young from what they've been putting in the water and the food, you moron. I don't have time to play your childlike games with you anymore. John, I appreciate your call. That's what happened. I just can't handle it anymore. They're idiots. I don't even hate them. They're idiots. They're morons. They're children. I'm done. Excuse me. Let's talk to Derek in New York. That's therapy for me. Derek in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
It's all coming true. I guess I'm doing all right. At least we were here to head them off at the pass. Maybe we can stop them. I don't know.
Yeah. I have a quick story to tell you. I don't know if you heard, but I saw it a couple of days ago about this woman in Florida who got arrested for defending herself against her husband. Now, the story goes that this lady, her husband has a history of domestic violence with her, and she got sick of it. So he chased after her. She ran into the garage, grabbed a gun, and shot it straight up into the air.
I saw that. Hey, guys, a woman arrested for warning shot. No. That's what they said they do with the Trayvon Martin deal. That's why they hyped it up, regardless of what you think of that case, is to now say if you do a warning shot, which I think is totally reasonable, I mean, it was in her garage, that you shouldn't get in trouble for that. I mean, warning shot. I understand not wanting to kill your husband. But if you're scared enough to grab a gun, funny thing is, she probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble if she'd have shot him. No, I did see that. I didn't even get to it. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, she got 20 years. They gave her 20 years for shooting a warning shot at a guy who's known, who he even said later, like, yo, I was going to put my hands on her. I was going to put my hands on my wife.
And I think, guys, type that in. Woman gets 20 years for firing warning shot. I think they even said in the news, they only scanned it for like 1 minute, the judge and the jury are probably being real, hard on her because of, the frowning upon the use of guns in defense. But I did see that just a few days ago. You're absolutely right. And that's the new America.
The kicker is that the same prosecutor that prosecuted this woman is the same lady.
Yeah, there it is. New stand your ground case, not for Florida woman given 20 years. And let's scroll down more. And it says right here, the Trayvon Martin case and Florida stand your ground law have brought into sharp relief yet again, this time in a Jacksonville courtroom where a woman who said she fired a warning shot to ward off an abusive husband was sentenced to 20 years in prison. My gosh. I mean, how many people have had a gun go off on accident cleaning it? I mean, I haven't, but I don't know people that have. And it just goes on. Yeah, I saw that article. What do you think of that?
I'm beyond upset about that because I'm like, wow, she was in a messed up relationship and she didn't even shoot the guy. She didn't kill him or nothing like that. She put the shot in, she shot in the sky. She's getting 20 years. Even her mother came on, was on TV. In Florida, she came out and confronted the prosecutor. It's like, are you serious? In so many ways, are you serious? My daughter's going to get 20 years? She said, that's unbelievable. There's no way she should get 20 years for something.
Yeah, it's Marissa Alexander, 31. Well, I got to say, statistically, the courts are tougher on black people. And I don't get into the whole culture of victimology, but it is true that there is walking while black, driving while black. And there's that idea that black people are somehow, evil and deserve it. And I guess because she's a black lady is why she's going to get 20 years. I tell you, it's pretty sick. 20 years for firing a gun in the air. Yeah, I saw that. There it is.
And can I say one more thing about the police state in New York City?
Sure.
All right, this happened a couple of days ago. I'll make this real short. I was on the train. I take the train a lot. I live in Queens. And these two off-duty cops come on. They're off-duty. You can tell they're cops. They have on the pants. We all know. They're on the train. I'm listening to them talk. And I'm hearing them talk. And they're dropping the N-bomb a lot. One guy was Puerto Rican. Another guy was, like, he might have been Jamaican or whatever. They were working in the Bronx or whatever. And some one working in the city. But anyway, they were talking. And they were just talking about and laughing about this, how they choked out one guy. How they, choke slammed another guy. How it was so much fun. As though the dude was begging for his life. And they snapped some guy's shoulder up. I'm like, listen at them because I've been listening to you since I was 20 years old. I'm 32 now. So everything you said is what you've been saying led up to this moment. I'm like, wow. And they're supposed to be serving, protecting us, and they're a bunch of freaking thugs. I'm looking at them like they're a bunch of thugs. They're like thugs to me. They look like a bunch of...
Well, let me tell you, that's who they want to hire. They want to hire the criminal type, and that's what they do in authoritarian societies. Clockwork Orange, Stanley Kubrick's films, based on a novel, you know, based on a futuristic dystopia where they hire the criminals, and the street gang that Alex, little Alex, has been part of when he gets out of prison, they're now the cops, and they beat him up, and that's what it is. And I've been in New York, and I've never seen police, because here in Austin, I got to say, the cops are pretty nice, professional, friendly. People who complain about Austin cops, and we should keep them on a short leash because that's how it gets out of control, have not been around the rest of the country. In New York, I've seen women who are tourists go, "Officer, sir, can you please tell me where this is? Do I look like a phone book lady?" And then I've even talked to an Austin cop that happened to. He was up there visiting. And, I mean, you see him, and it's like the cops are all together. Because I happened to run into a parade they were having last time I was there for the Talkers, a keynote speaker award or whatever. And I was there as the keynote speaker. Point is, I go, "Let's walk to Central Park and get some exercise before we go get in the cab and go catch an airplane." So it was like a Puerto Rico, you know, day parade. And they had thousands of cops out for this little parade with all these kids and stuff. But they were there just bugging their eyes out and acting like the most scummy gangs. Because I grew up in Dallas. I grew up outside Dallas. We went into Dallas all the time. And by the time I was a teenager, I went in with friends to buy bootleg beer and stuff. I'll be honest, I was in there like every 3 days because you go into the worst neighborhoods and buy beer. Instead of a crack house, it was like a beer house. But it was a liquor store. So you could have a 10-year-old go in there and they'd sell it to you. And again, that's because the law wasn't enforced there. That was a zone. I didn't understand that then. You know, when I'm 14 years old with, you know, my friends that were 16 going in and buying Schlitz malt liquor or whatever, you know, to take it back to the party. But I don't know why I started even telling that story. Oh, but you know what gangs look like and how they act. And you go down the wrong road and there's 20 gang members at the end of the street acting tough. Gangs don't even act like this. These were like Arrested Development punks who were big wimps dressed up with huge pot bellies and their hats all gangster style and cops smoking cigarettes and cigars and waving their arms around. Black, white, Hispanic, didn't matter. They looked like total filth. And you're like, my gosh, this is a group of miscreant criminals. And their union runs the city. Nothing can stop them except when they breathe deadly dust. They're not going to get treatment. But, I mean, what do you make of what I just said?
It's all true. I mean, I know there's a cop that works in the 6th Precinct up in New York City that he's an Italian guy. He has the big pot belly thing. He smokes cigars. And, you know, anytime you see, you know it's him because he always has a big thick cigar in his mouth all the time. And he's a troublemaker. He's one of those guys that'll give you a fake, you know, just because he got a little badge on his chest and he thinks that you can just go bow down to him. And I just don't do that. Like I said, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I take a lot of what you said on radio and what you teach on the radio, and I put it to youth on the street when these cops come out and just bug you. Because everyone knows when you go to the West Village in New York City, the 6th Precinct is one of the most racist. I have some good friends that work there. There are a lot of good cops there, but for the majority, man, there's a lot of racist cops that work that deep, and they'll come up to you and just start stuff with you, man. I mean, seriously, they're starting
stuff. Well, listen, they had 203,500 stop and frisk warrantless searches in the first 3 months of this year. That came out yesterday. And the thing is, I have experienced it. I have experienced the New York police. I've been in their jail before for protesting. And, you know, at one point, they took my handcuffs off and said, "Do you want to do something?" As about 6 of them stood around with billy clubs. And I'm just like, "Man, just put me in the jail cell. No, I don't want any trouble." And it was all, "We're cowards. Do you want to do something, big guy?" And I'm like, "Well, number one, I'm not a big guy, and I'm just protesting." And, "No, sir, I don't want to." And they're like, "Good, then get in there." And then I described the guy they had bringing McDonald's bags and orange soda drinks to people that had been in there for days. It was like over 100 degrees inside. It was like 90-something in the summer, 100-something degrees in there. They put me in a jail cell with feces everywhere. They were laughing, put me in one on purpose that was overflowed and everything. They were laughing. And they had like a mentally retarded jail guard, like out of a movie, like Quasimodo. going, you want the burger? You want the... And there was these black guys begging for the food. And they sounded like they could barely talk either. I mean, talk about dehumanized people. And they're going, I want it, please. And after about an hour of off and on begging, he gets all sweet and goes, I give it to you. I give it to you. And it's the little white jailer sitting there giving him a hamburger and an orange drink and guys begging and thanking him. And I'm like, my God, I've entered the vortex of hell. I almost wanted to stay in there just for the anthropology research of it. But I'm telling you, this is what they're done to us. This is what tyranny is. This is what they've turned us into. And it was some corrupt cop's brother or cousin. I guess they couldn't get a job anywhere. That's the new welfare, is you just get your dumb cousin the job. And so he was getting the power trip of people begging for the food. He wasn't evil. And then giving it to them, talking to them like they were a dog. I just can't believe what we've turned into. I just can't believe it. And the cops laughing that I was in a room with feces all over the bench and on the floor, and it didn't dehumanize me. It dehumanized them. I just sat on one edge. Tell you, you think some crap's going to hurt me, you got nothing coming. And I just felt so sorry for them. And I thought, my God, I come from a classy family. I come from Christians. I come from the founders of this country. I am so blessed.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
Yeah, the Civil War happens, and there's going to be a lot of people getting shot. And here came Sheriff John Brown with a gun coming to shoot me. Don't have a choice, do you?
No, I shot. I shot.
He shot the sheriff.
If I am guilty, I will.
But he didn't shoot the deputy. Because you don't get anywhere doing that, do you?
I shot the sheriff. But I said, I didn't shoot.
Wasn't self defense. Donald in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, you're a true American patriot.
All I'm trying to do is survive, brother, but thank you for calling. You know, most of these hosts screen your calls. They're rude to you. You got to thank them. I want to thank you for calling and making my talk radio show. I want to thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to tell you some things about what's going on in the deserts of Southern California here. We've got the globalists preparing for a civil war in America. Just the other day, my friend and I were out doing the usual thing we like to do. Shoot our 22s, look for some jackrabbits, and we hear some helicopters above our head. We look up, and no more than 150 feet above our heads in American airspace are two Mexican Navy helicopters flying with American helicopters together.
No, that's admitted. We 10 years ago, we'd hear about this from credible sources, but now in the last three, it's in the news. They're allowed to go in U.S. airspace.
Furthermore, there were hundreds of military vehicles out in the desert canyon as if they were being stored out there for some reason. I've seen helicopters with weapons on them flying over urban areas in here in Southern California.
Well, sir, you know in NLE09 and scores of public statements, they plan to use, quote, Mexican and Canadian troops to suppress U.S. insurrection. This is a globalist preparation.
This is what I'm worried about, Alex. This is what I'm worried about. There's only one way out in California, and that's east.
And that's through that desert, yep.
Through the desert, and that's where all the equipment's at.
You mean west, only one way out of California. No, that would be east, back towards Nevada. Yeah, there's only that one highway there in the south.
The 8 East is the only highway through the desert. And that's the main highway that I've been seeing all of the military equipment on. Furthermore, there is a U.S. Border Patrol station there called Cameron Station that I believe is a front for a FEMA camp.
Well, of course it is. They admit all those bases and areas are the staging grounds where they pull up suddenly. Oh, we've got a security risk on you, Mr. Jones. We know. Oh, your wife and children, they're going to go with these people. And they got the big pot bellies rubbing their hands. And then right at that point, your kids are going with the pedophiles, you're going to a torture dungeon. And that's just how they are.
They say they're having budget problems, but every time I drive by, there's a new building, there's 100 brand new SUVs, and there's 30 guys standing around with their engines running.
And I've driven through these 100 miles into the U.S. If you're a citizen, speak perfect English, you're out of the car, you're trash. Illegal aliens, they just flag them through. Come on in, baby. Come on in. Come on in. It's party time.
I've seen it happen.
Oh, I see it all the time. And they go, we want to search your RV. No. Fourth Amendment. And they're like, drugs. And I go, you bring the drugs in. You get caught all the time. I go, go ahead, but I want to sue all of you. And I go, you're too busy making a little extra cash. You don't want to search my vehicle, do you? That's right. Go find somebody easier. Don't claim you want to search my car for drugs. Everybody knows the Border Patrol imports the stuff with the Cocaine Importation Agency and the FBI. The Justice Department, a bunch of narcotics trafficking murderers as well. I got to a lot of the news. A ton of it's up at Infowars.com. Department of Homeland Security is taking your children's DNA without your permission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.